for this upcoming week, what you will be getting is a new recording, a new meditation recording. And this is going to be a lying down yoga sequence, still an audio version, and it'll walk you through the entire thing. Now, again, keep in mind with the yoga that if you have any limitations or physical pain, you don't need to push this. All of this stuff was meant to be adapted. And so I can't be there with you in person. I want you to really take that to heart. And this is so not about like I gotta get through the whole sequence and do it in its fullest expression, or else I'm not doing it right. If you're working with chronic pain or like if you feel like it's pushing you too much, you're just gonna do more harm than good. So maybe as you're going through it, kind of figure out where are my edges, where are my boundaries, where do I need to conserve my energy, and then let the tape continue on. Or you can pause it and then take a rest and then go back again. Or let it keep going and take a rest and visualize what's going on. Or adapt some of the poses in any way that you need to. All right, so just know that that's available to you, and I can't emphasize that enough. It's very important, the role of self-care. So we'll be alternating the yoga with the body scan, meaning one day we'll be doing a body scan, another day we'll be doing the yoga. One day body scan, another day yoga, just back and forth like this. And you'll see that maybe the yoga is a nice complement to the body scan, because the body scan is a way to really get into the body, but the yoga is doing that as well, but through movement, and the sensations become a bit more vivid because it's through movement in that way. And you can continue to explore just a basic awareness of breath meditation, sitting meditation periodically throughout the day if you want. You know, a couple minutes here and there, focusing on the breath. When a mind wanders, come back to the breath. But the other big activity that we'll be doing is take a guess. The unpleasant event calendar. Yes, so you are going to be doing the unpleasant events calendar. Now you might be going, Corey, are you freaking kidding me? Didn't you just go into the fact that we're so good at focusing on the negative and so good at focusing on the pleasant? Why would we want to do something like this? Well, it's true. We do have a skewed perception, an inclination toward the negative. And one of the ways that we work with that is focus on how can we enhance our relationship to the positive and tune into the positive. But the other thing that we need to do is also start to see what is our relationship to the negative. And there's a lot that we can learn by seeing like when an unpleasant event comes up. What are our patterns of thinking around it? What are our patterns of emotions around it? How long does it linger for us? How does that lingering sustain itself? You know, we have to move toward the thing that sometimes we wanna alleviate to see all the different ways that it's functioning. In the same way that we also want to see like where are weaknesses that need to be improved upon. So we're not poo-pooing that. We're not saying that exploring that realm is not important. It's absolutely important, but we wanna balance it. And so you can continue focusing on pleasant events throughout the week, but we're also gonna be doing one unpleasant event each day as well, and journaling about that in the unpleasant events calendar. So be sure you do that, because that's going to be important for the next session. All right, so great. This week three. We're going into week four already. Almost getting halfway there. You're all doing great. Again, really keep up the practice, really do it. And if you have a yoga practice of your own, please still do this yoga practice. You can do your other yoga practice, that's fine, but then do this in addition to that. If you want to replace this for the time being, you can. But I ask that you don't use the other yoga practice to supplant this. This is a particular sequence, and it's guided in a particular way that is structured around the efficacy of this program. So, at least for the couple of weeks that we'll be doing this, see if you can just do this yoga practice. All right. You're all doing great. And I'll talk to you soon. Talk to you next week. Take care.